Coach Mike McCarthy. How you doing, Coach?
Doing well, Jerry. How's it going for you?
It's going fantastic. So let's. I got to ask you. All right. So you had kind of the mini bye after the Thursday game. This is your first road game since September 18th. I know the schedule can be kind of quirky. I don't know if I've ever seen anything quite like this.
It's definitely different. I don't think I've been through one like this, but. You know, it's just, minding your P's and Q's. Frankly, today in a team meeting, I want to go back over our travel rules and regulations and just remind everybody, just the specifics of how we do it. And, we're a first-class operation, how we represent ourselves and all those important things. Because, like you said, it's been so long since we've traveled.
I guess I hadn't really thought of that. It's NFL teams, more than anyone, are creatures of routine, and you have to get back into that road routine, huh?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think you have to always be detailed in everything that you do, and we're all creatures of habit, and it's about establishing that routine, especially at this point in the season. You're six games in, and you kind of want to get into a regularity and a rhythm each week, so being on top of the road schedule is important.
And you got a heck of a road team in your first game back in 6 weeks on the road, the Atlanta Falcons. That is a tremendously high-powered offense you're going to face Sunday.
No doubt. Playing very well. That's something it just comes off the film at you. So this will be an excellent opportunity for us. And going down there playing in the dome, it's going to be loud. The crowd noise and the added noise and all those types of things is always makes it a challenge when we play down there.
And, of course, their big weapon is Julio Jones. And the last time you faced him, your defense held him pretty well in the first half. Then he just went nuts in the second half. Do you actually game plan for a guy like him?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's the premier receiver right now in the National Football League. I mean, you can't argue with the statistics. I mean, over 300 yards in one game. He's over 800 yards in the season so far. So, yeah, he's definitely a focal point. But at the end of the day, this game always starts at the line of scrimmage, and it'll definitely be that on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and they've got more than Julio Jones on offense. Matt Ryan just playing extremely well again.
Yes, Matt's an accomplished player. Very precise in the way he plays the quarterback position. I've always liked his style of play.
You got creative with the running game due to injuries against the Bears. It was pretty effective. Ty Montgomery, but Nile Davis, he's getting more and more acclimated. Would you expect him to be a bigger part of the attack?
Definitely, I hope so. And that's really what the week of practice brings you. He definitely had a big role yesterday, and had Don Jackson back also. So today's a big practice for those two guys. Today's the padded practice. This is where we kind of go all in and get after it. So this practice is very important for both Dom Capers and Ron's looking high as far as how you really settle in, how you're going to call the game. So especially when you have new players and particularly new skill position players that you're going to be handing the ball to.
Devontae Adams had a big night against the Bears, NFC Offensive Player of the Week. In fact, over the last three games, Adams has caught 74% of the passes Rodgers has thrown to him, 12.5 yards per catch. You always hear the word clicking. Are he and Aaron really clicking right now?
I would think you definitely said that. I mean, the Chicago game was impressive. I just think the efficiency of how we played on offense, and they just, as you stated already, Devontae was a big part of that. I mean, the most important statistic, in my opinion, coming out of the game was the time possession. And I think when you had your defense ability to get off the field, on third down, and for you to be able to control the clock almost 40 minutes and do it through the air, I mean, that's definitely points to the efficiency of your offense.
All right, a tough offense you'll be facing on Sunday. As always, good luck, Coach.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Have a great week.